To begin with this morning, many of you know that our family was able to just spend 2 weeks in Moscow, in Russia, with the church that my wife and I planted from 1992 to 1997. And I am going to give you a short report because I know you guys prayed for us. I also know you've been praying for Mission Living Faith. You have been supporting them throughout the years, and they send their love. A little bit of a build-up to it, and actually I preached a message here in, 6-8 months or so on the scriptures that God had been taking me through every day. Psalm 37, Proverbs 3, Matthew 6, all focusing on trusting in the Lord. And Psalm 37 talks about trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land and be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And it's that focus on leaning on him, trusting in him, not on your own understanding, but keeping the kingdom of God first, and God will provide the desires of your heart. And this was such a miraculous answer to that. Because as many of you know, my job situation has been, to say the least, tenuous as of late. We're still trusting God. He's been providing faithfully for us, but we have been on an extremely limited budget where we cannot really do much of anything in terms of the way of extraneous things. However, being able to go to Russia has been a desire in our hearts since we left. And it had been over actually almost 11 years since we had left the church. And our girls had grown up. And one of the greatest desires of our heart was to be able to go back and to be able to take our girls. But from a natural perspective, that was impossible for us. And we understood that. We were okay with that. But we prayed. And we asked God. And literally about 3 months ago, we got an email from Pastor Sergey that just out of the blue said, would you and Pastor Julianne like to come back and spend some time with us? And, you know, if you know how long it took for me to make a decision, just about like that. Now, I didn't know exactly what that meant because, of course, I felt we would always be welcome. But then we said, of course, we would love to. And they wrote back and said, well, would you be bringing the girls? And so I was very honest with them. I wrote them an email and said, we would love to, but here's where we are at financially and what we would be able to do. And we always appreciate the invitation. They wrote back and basically said that they wanted to pay for all of us to come. And if you would have known the story of Russia when we left it and the financial situation, Mission Living Faith has become a completely self-supporting church. God has done an incredible work there, and they were able to pay for us to come. And that, to me, quite honestly, was as big a miracle and a testimony to God's faithfulness as if he had healed blind eyes, as if he had raised someone from the dead. That was just as much as it answering the desire of our heart and as a testimony to our girls of God's faithfulness, that if you will seek the kingdom of God first, if you will trust him and follow him and not lean on your own understanding, God will provide the desires of your heart. And so that number was the first miracle. And when we walked in, we saw him at the airport. Moscow has changed unbelievably. I would venture very easily to say, just having now spent enough time there, talked to the people, seen what's happened, most of your image of what Moscow was is no longer. It is probably, number one, it's one of the top and most expensive cities in the world to live in. Per capita, there are more billionaires in Moscow than any other city in the world. Economically, over the past 10 years, Russia has overall done incredibly well. Right now, Moscow is doing much better than a vast portion of this country. when it comes to its economic situation. There is much more hope. There is much more, literally, you sense it. The city's cleaner. It's safer. There is just an expectancy that good things are happening. There are still problems, as in just about every country I know of. The government is still a real challenge to seeing things really take place. But there are so many good things happening. And God has blessed Mission Living Faith in such an incredible way. We came in the first Sunday and sat down, and they had told us that they didn't want us to come early. We thought, oh, we'll just come early, because they're in a part of the city that was far away from where we stayed. We actually stayed in an apartment that had been renovated to more Western standards. It's beautiful. It was incredible. They provided that for us, and they picked us up and brought us. Because, well, yeah, we'll come early. Don't worry about it. I said, no. You guys just stay, relax. Well, when we got there, we found out. Because they spent the whole service, they had prepared special dances, traditional Russian folk dance, a dance of worship. They prepared a mime, a skit to a song, a mime. They prepared songs to sing for us. And it was all honoring Pastor Julianne and the commitment and the faithfulness we had shown to come almost 20 years ago now. And I did not know, honestly, that I had as much moisture in my tear ducts as I did. I have not cried that much, and I cannot tell you how long I felt. We felt like we were standing in the Holy of Holies in terms of the caliber of worship, the passion of worship, the love, the countenances of their faces. We sat and just, I literally wept more and more and more. They now have tons of children. I think they got about 15 to 20 kids, and when we left, there were none. Or excuse me, Danielle was the one child. And so they have been fulfilling God's command to be fruitful and multiply. And it's been great. It is one of the, and I say this, and I hope you hear my heart. It was one of the healthiest churches I have ever been in terms of what they are doing, in terms of their focus on Jesus Christ, relationship with Him, service, community, being a part of loving and encouraging and challenging and holding one another accountable. And Pastor Sergey and Natasha's vision is every member is a minister. Every member is called to grow and be a part of what God has called them to do. This isn't a we're up here and we're the pastors. No, it's we're the church of God. And everybody has something that God has called them to do. And with that vision, they have birthed ministries now. I mentioned worship. They got in touch with a ministry down in South Africa that is very focused on worship. And they one of the members went down and spent a year there. They have now come back, and they are the lead person, basically, in this ministry in all of Russia. And what it does is it takes dance, and the dance in worship, and the elements of worship. And they're going to churches and different churches and having conferences to help train others. They're also involved in a ministry similar in scope to like Focus on the Family, where they're really focused on building up families and how critical and important that is in Russia. And they are now a lead church in that area. They also are doing a program, if many of you remember True Love Waits, which is that when singles dedicate to live pure until marriage, especially younger. And in Russia, like here, that is a very rare concept, a very rare thing that is taught anymore. But they have been teaching it, and churches after churches after churches are now calling them to ask them to come and teach their people and share with them. I spoke with a pastor who's been there for 15 years. He's from South Africa. But he leads an association of churches all throughout Russia. I had a chance to talk to him, and he had incredible things to say about the church, about Pastor Sergey and his integrity, Pastor Natasha, their integrity, about this church is raising up leaders. That's what they are known for, is they are developing leaders in the kingdom of God. And so we sat and literally, we're just blown away. And here's what I'm building up to. I literally sat there and go, man, this is an incredible church. I wonder who started it. And that's it. That is honestly one of the times in my life that you know without a doubt. We remember the struggles, and one of the things we were able to do is share with them the history of when we started. And when we began and we first started, we would get up early Sunday morning, pack our little red, it's called a Mosk Veach. It's a four-door Russian car. And we would drive to a rented, it's called a Kino Theater, which is a cinema. And we would go in there and we'd set up our little keyboard. Or actually, we didn't have our keyboard then. We just had my guitar. And we'd set up. And it would be my wife and I and our interpreter. And then I'd go stand out and try and drag people in. Then it'd be time for service to start. And so I'd come in and we'd have church with me and my wife and our interpreter. And that was church. And that continued. Then we began to offer free English classes. And we reiterated the history for many of them that didn't know it. But the faithfulness and the staying true to the calling that God had given us. And now he slowly began to build it. And the great thing was, is we got to hear the stories of the leadership team that is now there and now has been there for 15 years. They've been pastors. And the stories of how they came. And the majority of them came because we offered free English classes. And they came for English, but God knew what they were really coming for. And so we got to hear all those stories. But when I sat there, it was, I know God did this. I know that God worked. What we were is we were faithful. And I said to them, and I say to you, because I asked them, I actually said it this way. I said, how many of you can say yes? And in Russian it is da. Da. Many of you would know that in the Russian language, it's da. So how many of you can say da, please?
Da.
Excellent. And then I said to them, and I will say to you, then you can do what we did. Because that's all it takes. I asked them, I said, if I'd asked you how many think you can go to a brand new country you've never been to before and plant a church, you'd have gone, no! But if you can simply say yes, you can do it. Because it's just simply saying yes to Him. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how healthy you are, no matter how unhealthy you are, yes, if you will simply say yes, God can use you like He used us. Because there is nothing special about us. Now, some of you have known, and you could really easily talk to Pastor Kev, Pastor Carl, and Pastor Sherry and find out my background. And realize what an incredibly, if you can say it, incredibly great sinner I was. And what I came out of. And yet God chose to, simply because we were willing to say, yeah, we'll go, God. Yeah, we'll stay. Yeah, we'll get up and do what you called us to do. We'll take just little steps. And slowly and yet surely, God has built a church. And they have taken the vision that we planted, and one that is very similar to yours, and they have so blossomed it. But they have remained faithful to those elements of Jesus and a relationship with Him is the most important thing there is. A foundation in your life of repentance, faith, water baptism, baptism in the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to serve? What does it mean to be a part of a community of people that love and care for one another? What is it that God has called you to? What are your spiritual giftings and the things that God has laid on your heart to do? And they have taken that, and this is it. We said our vision from day one, and we told them very clearly, was to come to Russia and to plant a church and to raise up Russian leadership, and when it was time, give them the church and say goodbye. And then you do what you were called to do, because you're going to do a much better job than we ever could. And we said that from day one. We lived that. There came the time we felt it was the right time. We said goodbye. It was not easy, but we knew it was the right thing. And now, they have taken it. And it is a Russian, in terms of character, it is a Russian church, but in terms of biblical, it's a biblical church. And as I said before, I have And of course I am prejudiced, but I have rarely walked into a church where I felt it was so healthy in the spirit. We then had services. Pastor Julianne taught on a Wednesday night Bible study. I spoke to the men. She spoke to the women. She then spoke to both the single and the married women. And then on one Saturday, we had a completely day-long seminar on leadership and service. And then I spoke the following. Then the final Sunday, I spoke too. And it was, these people just sit and drink it up. I mean, they're taking the, I'm just going like, gosh, I just don't know how much room there is in my luggage, but I want to bring a few of you back. And so I was challenged. I was refreshed. I was encouraged. I was able to meet with each of them. And I think some of you know one of the things that I have also done is continued training and education in the field of life coaching. And I'm receiving my certification in that. And I was able to meet with each one of them, and it's really an incredible process that really helps develop the passion and the desire and the hunger that's in each one of them to become all that God has created. And I was able to meet with the leadership team. And, oh yes, thank you, I remembered. So, I'm sitting down meeting with one of the leadership team, incredible young lady who was serving as our interpreter. And we're sitting outside because our apartment, there wasn't enough room to meet. And so we're sitting outside in the park on the bench. And as we just begin, all of a sudden I feel a little plop on my head. And I looked up, and there was a little Russian bird. The little Russian bird had decided to leave a little deposit on my head. And so I shared, because in Russia, it's not, everything means something. And so at the Bible study, I asked them, so what does it mean when a bird poops on your head? And they said, you're a blessed man. It does. It means you're a blessed man. And so Pastor Sergey made the comment. He goes, lucky there weren't any cows in the tree. I thought, yeah, true, true. So that was fun. Then, later on in the week, I was meeting with Pastor Natasha, sitting on the same bench. You thought I would have learned by now. I'm just starting to meet with her, and all of a sudden, on my piece of paper that I was meeting with her, it just went plop. Another one. I don't know. He'd left. He knew if I stuck around, he'd be in trouble. But I said on Sunday, I must really be a blessed man. And I was. And we are incredibly blessed to have been a part. And your prayers, I want you to know, you prayed for us before we left. And I know many of you did while we were gone. And your prayers were answered beyond my highest expectations. You know, it says, God, eye hath not seen nor ear heard what God has prepared for those who love Him. I had expectancies of what my heart would have loved to see and experience. And literally, they were so blown out of the water. And I walked into Moscow, and my girls got to go to Russia. And we got to go to all the places that we wanted to take them, all the spots that were important to me for them to experience. And we kept them incredibly busy, and they were kind of worn out. And we took the metro, the underground system, which like handles about 9 million people a day. It's an incredible system. But I stepped back into Moscow, and something happened that I really didn't expect. I literally felt like I was home again in some ways. And I did not expect that at all. It just felt so natural to be back there again. My girls enjoyed it. In fact, my eldest, she already wants to go back. My youngest, she's already talking, about going back and studying. And there may be opportunity for that. And I would have absolutely no problem with any of my girls going and spending time in Moscow. I know a great church for them to go to while they're there. But we had a chance to meet with, like I said, numerous people, get a pulse on what's happening, and there is an expectancy in Moscow, an expectancy in Russia that God is doing incredible things. And I thank you for the part that you have played in it, and I believe will continue to play. And I know maybe some of you haven't thought of it, but I encourage you to stay open to the Holy Spirit as to whether or not he may want you to at least go and visit. And I would tell anybody, if you ever get a chance to visit Moscow, it is one of the most incredible places. It is so interesting, and even more so now. It has the history that many of you know, and some of you may not know, because when I went over there, I had one version of what Russia is. And that version in some ways was true, but in some ways was absolutely not true. And I would encourage you, it's an experience that will cause you to grow, to be challenged, and to be a blessing, because the church will warmly receive you and be excited to see what God wants to do in and through you too. But thank you very, very much. We will be getting some pictures together. We have hundreds of them, literally hundreds. One of the challenges now of this digital age is you can sit and take 50 billion pictures. And what do you do with them all? And it's like, I don't know. I just get overwhelmed when I come home. But we'll be having those, and we'll be preparing them. If you guys, for those of you that are on Facebook, if you want to go friend me, you can friend me, and you'll be able to see them. Oh, I'll ask that. How many of you are on Facebook? Okay, good job. That's actually pretty good for this particular demographic. I'm proud of you. Good job. So having said that, Before I go on to also what I wanted to share this morning, what any questions or thoughts that you guys have about Russia or anything that has come up? Yes, sir.
I was just curious as to how much do you think the growth of the church has to do with the persecution that's occurred for so many years prior?
Boy, you know, I think there's some, but I also know, and it's very interesting to me, I learned something. There is a change. The actual Russian Orthodox Church has a new patriarch, and he is actually much more open than the previous one in terms of wanting to work together with the evangelical church. And Pastor Sergei has done some very serious research, and his understanding and my understanding of the Russian Orthodox Church really grew in appreciation for their doctrine. What they actually say in their doctrine is sound, very, very sound, orthodox, biblical truth. Now, at over 1,000 years, there are some that have taken it and have changed it around a little, like I guess happens in every particular type of denomination. But the openness there is actually a more of a cooperation amongst the Russian church than there has been in the past. In terms of the persecution, I think when everything opened up, there was a lot of interest, but not, it was just anything Western or anything coming in, there was an interest. I think that building a solid church there is very difficult. It's very difficult. A lot of people aren't interested. They're very interested in the material, in the monetary, in the wealth that is available. They're very interested in that a lot right now, which is similar to, just about any place you go. There also is a lack of real understanding of discipleship and of what it means to be a Christian. There's some Christian, one of the things I learned from some different people that are involved in business there is some Christians, if they get hired by a person they know is a Christian, as a business owner, they sort of abuse it. They'll show up late. They'll leave early. They'll kind of do whatever they want because they think, oh, you're a Christian, so you'll have mercy. And one of the great things about Mission Living Faith, that these people that are involved in business, they will hire just about anybody from Mission Living Faith because they know they will work. They'll show up on time. They'll do what they're supposed to do. They will do more than they're asked to do. And that, to me, is one of the greatest testimonies that's taken place there. The more I say that, it sounds so much like, the church around the world. So the more I do this, the more I realize how much we all have in common in so many ways. And it also reiterates to me too, and what I said from the very beginning, that when we went over there, one of the biggest things people said to us is, well, you're just coming over here to start an American church. You just want to start an American church. And I said, no. I said, of course, I am from America, so I will have certain cultural things that are a part of me. I said, but what I want to do is start a biblical church. I want to open the Bible together with you, and let's see what the Bible says about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And that, thankfully, is what I believe we did to a large degree. And that's why biblical principles work everywhere. And I think one of the most satisfying and encouraging ones is, as I said, when we were there, the financial situation was much, much, much worse. When we first got there, $1, you'd trade it in and get 420 rubles. By the time we left, you'd give $1 and get 5,500 rubles. So if you want to know what the inflation rate was like. And there weren't a lot of jobs available. And we taught on giving. And we said, you know what, God, just because you're in challenging financial circumstances doesn't mean giving isn't still a principle of God. And we taught it faithfully, with excitement and expectancy. And what I said was, you know what, tell you what, you give according to what you see the principle of God's Word teaching, and then at the end of the month, if you don't have money, you come and see me. I had one person come and see me one time. The rest of them, I watched God give them jobs where there weren't any. I watched them get promotions. I watched them get raises. I watched them be blessed unbelievably. And I believe that foundation, again, was one of the reasons why Mission Living Faith is now a fully self-supporting church. Now, again, if those people want to support and help them, of course, that's great. But it's just like if someone wanted to come in here and say, you know what, you guys are doing great. I want to support you. Of course we'd take that. You'd receive that as a blessing. But they, because of the giving of their members, they are doing a great job. And they've actually bought some property outside of Moscow where they're hoping to build a building, which in many ways is unheard of because it is so expensive there. So God has blessed them as they have been faithful. And that, I think, is a message we can take everywhere and apply anywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Anything else? Anything else? As I said, you guys get me going, and it's hard to get to stop. And as you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about Mission Living Faith because I am invested there. Yes, ma'am? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And the seniors over there are living on $15 a month for retirement.
Yeah.
Is there any outreach to them?
I believe there is, yes, and that is an incredible need. In fact,
they are.
And again, the economic situation hurt them the worst, because the government really didn't up the ante much. And most of them were given apartments. If you were born in Moscow, many times in a situation you'd be given an apartment. Well, that apartment, as things, as the wall fell and as things began to open up, those became exceptionally valuable, but they couldn't literally leverage them because they were living in them. And sadly, in my understanding, I was just talking to Pastor Sergey, it seems like it's doing, or to Vitaly, a little bit too, but this is what happened in the past. Some of the mafia would come to these people and let them know that, well, just outside of Russia, just outside of Moscow, we've built a retirement community. And if you will just sign over your apartment to us, then for the rest of your days, we will provide for and pay for you and take care of you. And they would do that. They'd sign it. They'd get them in their car, take them outside of Moscow, and literally kill them and leave them in the forest. And so that was an extreme, extremely horrible thing that was taking place. There is a very challenging situation in that. One of the things I will say that Russians as a whole are some of probably the most generous and caring people I've ever met. They will open up their home to you. When you see them on the street, you would never guess it because they have got the greatest blank expression of anybody. They will stare right at you and you won't know what's going on. You smile at them and they go, what? They don't know what to do with that. But once you get to know them, and so people are caring for others, but it is a very, very difficult situation, and thankfully there are some ministries that are taking place. I do not know if anything that Mission Living Faith is doing specifically right now, but I do know that there are ministries caring in that particular situation. But that is something to please, yeah, keep in your prayers too, because that's difficult. All right. Anything else? Okay.